Masjid is not going to be so different from the structure, but it is a masjid. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى. Recite.
لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ.
A masjid that from first day been put on piety is good that you will be always in it, because there are in it men, rijalun, men, that they reach manhood, they reach the level of purity. They come to clean themselves, and Allah likes and loves people who are clean. Alhamdulillah, with the barakah of everyone, first masjid in this country for Mahdi alayhi salam. That's why it's important. We didn't put that masjid for any reason except for raising the name of Mahdi alayhi salam high. It is the only masjid here in this country that speaks about Mahdi alayhi salam. It is the only masjid that people are thirsty to see Mahdi alayhi salam. It's the only masjid that people are always willing to give up everything for Mahdi alayhi salam. It is the only masjid that Zikrullah is being set up and called. It is the only masjid where people are calling upon their Lord, remembering Him through Zikrullah. And with that, it is also a masjid that, with and many other masajid that are put on the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to raise the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praise him and raise his name higher and higher. So for that reason, we are prepared, ready for if Mahdi alayhi salam appear, every one of us is ready to follow. Mahdi alayhi salam doesn't need weapons. Mahdi alayhi salam doesn't need any kind, even knives that they carry. People carry knives. People carry weapons. Mahdi alayhi salam, only takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, is enough to put batil down and to raise haq up. With that, we are ready at any moment. And who is being ready means he is always in progress to be more ready. And to be in progress means to keep up with every second of your life that you are breathing, inhaling and exhaling, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since we cannot do that, Allah's mercy on us, because we are willing to be like that, to be ready and to be prepared, Awliyaullah, Allah's friend, has requested from heavenly sources, for the sake of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will be in our place, will be some spiritual beings, that they are doing what we need to do to progress in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are representing us, and they are doing the work on behalf of ourselves. We must understand that followers of Awliyaullah, followers of Mawlana Shaykh, may Allah bless him, are not left with nothing. They are left with angels representing them always in associations that their ibadah will be written on our books. It will be given to us. And that's why if someone waiting for Mahdi alayhi salam, and he died before that, for sure, not only for sure, but Mahdi alayhi salam will be present at his death physically, and that person will give truly take bay'ah for Mahdi alayhi salam before he pass away. انتظار الفرج عبادة, to wait for faraj, opening, or to wait for something that you are caring for, is a kind of worshipness. If we are waiting for Mahdi in all our life, second by second, it will be written for us as if we were with him and doing what we have to do if he appeared. For that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is choosing good people, quality people to come together. Al-jinsu ma'al-jins. People of the same jins,
kind,
Allah bring them together. Allah doesn't look, this color is this, that one is color is that. Allah created all of us.
Nature.
Huh?
Same nature.
The importance is to be of the same nature, same background. Al-arwahu junudun mujannada. Spirits are together like army. So that physical body is a dress. Like everyone dress different dresses. Allah doesn't look at race or nationality or color. Worldly people, they look at nationality or color. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everyone same. What differs them is their spirit. What is different is what has been given to us. That body is going to deteriorate and become what?
Dust.
So become same, like everyone. Go to two graves near each other, open that and open, then you see there is dirt, not, there is no more body, there is no more bones. It's the same. What differ is the soul. From what kind of soul you have been created? From which background? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are for Allah, to Allah, and we are for Allah going back. But where? Allah created creation from Bahrul Qudra, by His power, by the ocean of Qudra, power. Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. He is the one able for at any time, at any moment. He is the creator to create. Wal-Khallaq, He is the creator in every second. From that ocean, from the ocean that everything between these two letters, the Kaf and the Noon. Kaf is one letter. In English you say K, huh? And the Noon, which is the N. Kaf is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His name, Al-Kafi. Al-Kafi mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Tahir? Kafi. Huh?
Enough.
It's like enough.
Sufficient.
Sufficient. Huh? Who said sufficient? Huh? Ziyad, Shu Al-Kafi? Al-Kafi means who is yamud, huwa alladhi yamuddu, huwa daiman fi maddi abdihi bima yakfi al-abd li zuhurihi fi hadhihi ad-dunya. Translate. Is the continuous. In every moment, he is the ocean. He is sending, providing his servant with what that servant needs to appear in appearance, existence. Al-Kafi means his servant doesn't need anything, or the creation doesn't need more than what he gave. And the right giving is that right.
Perfect
existence. And that's why it comes before the Noon. The Kaf. Al-Kafi. Al-Kifaya. Kifayatuna. He gave He gave us what? Kifayatuna. What we needed. Sure, Hassan?
Exactly.
Isn't that? Exactly what we needed, he gave us. You cannot take more, you cannot take less. With what gave, it's the exact amount, balanced amount. More than that, you are in problem. Less than that, you are in problem. So everyone he gave sufficiently, and that's why you have to see everything in your eyes must be perfect, that Allah has perfected that. You cannot
add to it or improve it.
No, you cannot. لا تعيب أحد. Don't look at someone with low. Don't look at him low, lower, or to humiliate. What he gave. That is perfect for that. That's perfect for that. That's perfect. Everything you have to see it perfect.
No, don't look the fault.
Look, don't look the fault. There is no fault. That is the, when he said, kafi, from that ocean of kifaya, of what he gave enough to exist, everything appeared. And that, as they say, that scientists, they say today, that Big Bang came out. As soon as that came out, it came perfect. Everything shattered with this big explosion. To stop that movement, because that movement is between the Kaf and the Nun now. Kaf is one, like a magnet, one force pushing. Nun is one force pushing the other side, keeping balance. When Allah wants the end to come, Nihaya. Nun is the Nihaya. Nun is Nihaya, the end. When Allah wants, that's why Amruhu Bain al Kaf, one Nun, his order means the existence is between the Kaf and the Nun. So if you drop the Nun, everything goes finished, disappear. The Kaf, Amruhu Bain al Kaf, Kaf is the beginning of the appearance of existence, Nun is the ending of that existence. So when Allah wants to drop, He drops the Nun. When that Nun drop, Nihaya comes to end. End. You see, at the end of everything, they write you end. Amen. Finish. No more. So you have a beginning, you have an end. You have the beginning with the Kaf, the end with the Nun. In between you are existing. Existing in dunya. So your irada, your will, is between these two poles only. Beyond the Nun, after the Nun, or before the Kaf, you have no will. It's His will. And this is what is important. Like a plane. You are in the plane. The plane goes from one place. What you call? Fly. Where is that captain sleeping? Go from one end and land in somewhere else. You cannot change its take off and landing. That destiny you cannot change. You have to take off from Michigan, for example, reaching California, or go from California coming to Michigan or whatever. You cannot change that. But inside the pain, you can move freely. That is your will. But general will, you have no power on it. Before the kaf and after the noon, you have no control on that, what Allah's irada wants. Your authority is on between the kaf and the noon, in that fragment of life that's been given to you. That is your, what you can control. As we said, as your soul, from what kind of source came, that is what important. Not the body. Your importance is what from where the origin, from what kind of attributes Allah dressed you over your soul. How many from Allah's attributes He has gave you some of that flavor, making you highly recommended between people. That's what awliya looks when they want to look at you, at your reality. They look what kind of attribute flavor you are carrying. Beauty, majestic, patient, generous, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on you, then that's what is